Hard times in Plymouth. In September of 1620, 70 adults, 32 children, and some chickens and two dogs sailed for Virginia on a ship called the Mayflower. Winds blew the ship off course, and the pilgrims landed in a place they called Plymouth, after the town they had come from in England. Before they got off the boat, the pilgrims wrote the Mayflower Compact. In it, they said they would all work together, vote to make decisions, and do what the majority wanted. The pilgrims reached Plymouth when it was too late to plant food. Half of the pilgrims died that first winter. By spring, there were only 50 colonists left, and half of those were children. The first Thanksgiving. In 1621, the pilgrims were struggling to survive. Algonquin Indians had lived in the area for hundreds of years, and they knew all about the land and how to grow food. Two Indian men, named Samoset and Squanto, were curious about the colony and came to get a closer look. At first, the colonists were afraid, but they soon made friends with the Indians. Squanto played a big part in helping the settlers hunt, fish, and farm. In the fall of 1621, the pilgrims were thankful to be alive and thankful to the Indians for their help. They decided to have a feast to give thanks. 90 braves came to the first Thanksgiving.